This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Sure is.
Whoa, you sound like Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. He's LeVar Arrington. That guy's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app and on all these hundreds of affiliates all across the country, wherever you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate it. We are doing this show here live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, for those of you that are unfamiliar with this, we do the time slot before this. So basically, we are the lead-in to the Dan Patrick Show Monday through Friday. So it's about 3 hours later for us here as we get things started on FSR.
Woohoo!
And I just want to, look, just friendly advice. Just want to throw this out there to you guys.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're just renting this house, all right? Yeah, so let's not, yeah. You know, let's not break anything.
I've been told nothing parties like a rental, so
that's
hopefully
right.
We give it back in good shape.
No, we're not.
I'm just saying.
That's why they get that security deposit. We're about to tear this as a, I got to be on my best behavior
today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got dumped the first second,
yeah,
buddy.
We're going to set the roof on fire. On fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Just let the roof burn.
Yeah.
Can I pose this question before we kick things off and start talking a little more sports?
Yeah.
What did you guys do with your extra hours of sleep this morning?
Sleep?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's that simple?
Yes.
Okay.
Got.
I feel so alert and awake. I was just telling Jonas, I feel so happy. Like, Dan, Patrick, holy moly, you got an amazing time slot.
Yeah, got 2 hours extra sleep. And then, I mean, you know me. Up and grinding right away.
Yeah.
Working out.
Yeah.
And
working
then
out,
just coming
the gloves
in.
Gloves on.
Yeah. I mean, just doing whatever, you know,
yeah,
with that extra 2 hours. But
clanging and banging.
Yeah. A little clanging.
I actually got to take my kids to school, which was a first for me in a long time. And let me tell you, definitely some observations. For starters, I cannot do my daughter's hair. Like, the only thing I can do is a ponytail. And I can't begin to tell you how disappointed they were with me today. Like, I cooked them breakfast. I do whatever you want. But as far as it comes to, like, doing my little girl's hair, no chance. Mm. So that was a fail. And the other observation was those kids were so fired up by the time they got in there. I had AC/DC Thunderstruck playing.
Oh,
it was
straight
rock the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was flying, weaving in and out of cars to drop them off in time.
Yes.
So a little different start to their morning, that's for sure.
So basically the Varsity Blues soundtrack. Because that was...
That's pretty fair. I don't know if it was actually the soundtrack, but they enjoyed it. They're like, this is way more fun with daddy.
Why do kids have more fun with daddies, man? I don't get it, man. You know, my kids get all pumped up when I take them to school, too, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get to take them to school. I get to take them to school because, you know, we're a little bit of a different time zone. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. And we have pep talks. Like, we have pump-up talks. You know, Man has LeVar. This isn't our audience.
What up, Man?
Little LeVar, he works out at 6:30 now. So he's got before-school training before he gets into school. So when we're driving over there, you know, you give him the talk, you know. Don't waste the moment. Yeah. You know, make sure you look your strength coach in the eyes and say, I want pain today. Pain doesn't need to look for me. I'm looking for pain. You understand, child? You got to know how to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to look your teammates in the eyes and you got to look them in the eyes and you got to say, we got to know how to work. Let's get to work. I want to hear it. I want to hear the grunts. I want to hear the weights.
Hell yeah.
I need to feel it.
Clanging and banging.
And banging.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And then you finish that off with, and then once you get to the professional level, you just unfollow your team on Instagram and you should be fine.
Why do you have to treat the segue? We haven't talked to Lee yet.
We know what Lee was just getting ready for the show.
Then you go jump on a podcast. You don't go jump on ESPN or Fox or anything like that. You go jump on a podcast. And let them know how you feel.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lee, extra couple hours. What'd you do with it?
I slept, but you know, there's a science to this. We don't get as much sleep as most. So it's like you get into that REM sleep. It actually sometimes gets you a little groggier. So you got to be careful with
it. Are you complaining?
You're complaining about the extra sleep?
Yeah. You know me, man. Before our show, I just get a little nap in, just enough. And then I come in ready to go. And then I sleep after the show. So right now I'm kind of in my morning routine where I usually go home, I eat, and then go to sleep.
Yeah, what you eat and what?
I didn't want to say that because this is the wrong audience.
I said I eat.
You got to wash it down. Yeah,
okay.
Well, not that.
You got to drown it down, don't you?
Hey, Lee, you know what? Nothing a Bloody Mary won't fix.
That's true.
Whatever you got.
Oh, and
this is my Bloody Mary time right now.
All right.
Hopefully your Thursday wasn't impacted by our late start.
Dang. Realm tired, huh? Wow. All right.
It's true.
All right. A little groggy.
There you go. Just put that back in the holster. And that is the first. Oh, yeah. This is, you got to be careful.
Hey, Joel. This is how I'm feeling right now, man.
Did we already get one?
He said it. No, I don't think so. Okay. But it definitely could have gone. I could have hit it. I could have hit it out of the park right there. Yeah. I'm on my best behavior.
It was there.
It was a slick one. You caught it. That was good.
It was there.
Yeah, it was.
Lobbed up.
Lee's like, darn, like extra hours. I get that. Makes me groggy. I mean, it all fit.
I hear you.
I mean, you could have dropped that puzzle piece right on in there. You
I
know?
Hear you.
All right, there you go. All right.
So with that being said, we transition smoothly over to the situation that is the big topic of conversation in the NFL, especially over the next couple of weeks as we try and figure out what the plan is at the top for the Chicago Bears and the latest development for Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. And I can't even believe this is an actual storyline to all this, is that he unfollowed the Bears on Instagram. Mm. So just devastating. You guys know my thoughts on this. Different audience, so can't exactly say what I said yesterday. I'll just put it this way. I blame guys that are a little bit too aggressive and interested in women on social media who got a little bit too fired up when they see they were out of a relationship and in turn their status to it's complicated. Now, everybody knows if you want to get some attention, this is the move. But according to Justin Fields, it's nothing more than he just wants a little bit of time. He wants a little bit of vacation time to go ahead and do his thing. He was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast yesterday and had this to say about the situation.
Why do people take social media so serious? Like,
but like why you don't follow the Bears?
This and that. Like, I still mess with the Bears. This and that. I'm just trying to take a little break. I unfollow the Bears and the NFL, bro. I'm not just trying to have football on my timeline. Like, I know y'all mess with a girl, EQ, especially you. Just because you don't follow the girl on IG, don't mean you're not messing with him.
Want to stay in Chicago or what's up?
Yeah, of course. Of course I want to stay. To be honest, bro, I'll be trying to, like, with all the talk, it's hard to, I guess, kind of just boom, be in one place. But I can't see myself playing in another place. But I know how that league is. Like, if it was up to me, I would want to stay in Chicago. I love the city. The city's lit. The fans are, they're great. But it's a business. I ain't got no control over it. So whatever happens, happens. But I feel like the biggest thing with all this going on right now, I just want it to be over. Like, just let me know if I'm getting traded. Let me know if I'm staying.
So that was Justin Fields talking with Equanimeous and Amon-Ra St. Brown on the 33rd.
Let me jump on this real quick, and Q can have it after, because to me, Q can't relate to this from my perspective because I'm an ugly, all right? Ugly dude, listen to what Justin Fields just had to say and said that you pretty mother lovers, y'all just think y'all can do whatever y'all want to do, and people are going to be waiting on you, and nobody's going to have a problem with it. This is a pretty dude. What he did with his social media, I think he's 100% correct. Pretty dudes will, let me unfollow her, like he used as an example. I'll unfollow her, but that don't mean that we ain't still cool. I just needed a break. I just didn't want you all over my timeline. That's what pretty dudes do. See, ugly dudes, we're going to keep you on our timeline because we want to keep seeing you, right? And we want you to know that we see your posts and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, yeah, you hit the like button, boom, boom, boom. You hit the heart, whatever. You know, some uglies, they comment. You know, they say weird, like, creepy stuff like, oh, you look beautiful. Or, oh, are you having a great day? Or, you know.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
No, I just, I know.
I mean, this is your perspective,
I'm just saying this is my perspective. Because I'm friends with uglies too. Like, I don't like hanging out with pretty dudes. I hang out with ugly dudes because if they're uglier than me, then I at least feel somewhat less as ugly as them.
Good move.
So our approach is much different than that of a pretty dude. This was a pretty dude's approach. I don't think he had anything personal with the NFL. I think he's telling the truth about not having something personal with the Chicago Bears. He just wanted a break. He doesn't want to see everybody asking, where is Justin Fields going to go? Okay. What is he going to do?
Can I ask this then? Because I am not a savant at social media in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just mute the Bears? Can you just put them on mute? You don't have to unfollow them. If you put them on mute, they're not going to show up in your timeline, right?
I'm not sure if there's a mute on Instagram. I know mute is...
Oh, there for sure is.
I know you can stop people from commenting on it, or you can do private posts.
You can mute posts, stories, notes. You can mute all that.
Yeah, well,
you don't have to see.
You might be more of a savant than me. I just know for me on IG, if I don't want to see your story or see your post, I unfollow you.
Okay.
I'll unfollow.
I think the slyer way of doing it is just, again, using the mute button, if that indeed was the case.
See, my whole thing was to expose Brady Quinn on being an Instagram social media guru. See, I just showed the Dan Patrick audience out there that Brady Quinn is a guru.
Well, they know. I mean, he's a regular on the DP show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Big, there you go. big Instagram guy. Big social media
there
guy.
There you go.
Here's the first thing I'd say is, like Justin Fields, I want this to be over for all of us. Like, we've talked about this already ad nauseum, because when the Bears didn't make the playoffs and the Bears were solidified in the number one slot, this conversation, this talking point came up. And we knew kind of coming into the season, it needed to be a big season for Justin Fields, which I thought he played well enough where you could warrant him being the guy. And he should, in my opinion, be the guy, trade out of the spot, go accumulate more picks, more players to help build out around him. That's how I feel. But that's a simple way of looking at it, because it doesn't factor in that he's played long enough now where you have to start thinking about that contract extension. And it's going to be more expensive sooner to keep Justin Fields than it would be to draft a quarterback at number one overall, take your pick, whoever it is. So I understand the economics to it. But selfishly for him, for us, for everyone out there, like, I hope whatever happens, they decide soon. And that way we can just get off this topic and narrative. And whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's whatever other team out there would be looking for his services if he's going to get traded, I hope it happens sooner than later. Just for him, too, for the next like step of his career, getting with that new organization. But I don't know. Like, the whole social media thing, I know... Like, players are like, I don't get it. Everyone blows out of proportion. Well, the reality is that's what, like, a lot of guys are being told to do by their agents.
It's the first line of
It's like draw a line in the sand.
It is a negotiation. Let's be clear here. Like we can, I could poke fun at it and say the uglies and the pretties and all that stuff, but it is a negotiation. I mean, that is the first tactic. Like you see, okay, he's unfollowed us. What does that mean? That means until we get to a certain, it's either I want out or you guys need to decide if you want me here. That's the first, it's the first shot fired is what it is. I mean, let's just be clear on that. And I'm with you on them figuring it out, quickly, because again, once you get off into free agency, it's like a frenzy. People aren't like, oh yeah, we're going to wait and see if we can get a guy that comes out later or comes available later because the other team didn't want. We're not waiting on Justin Fields. They're going to go fill that spot with someone else. So the longer you take in these types of situations, the harder it's going to be. It's a more strenuous situation for the player because the money is gone. It's gone. You've given it out. You've signed your guys who you want in free agency, and it becomes more difficult the further you get down into the bag of free agency. So I hope they do make a decision soon as well.
I mean, listen, if he wants to just go ahead and delete the app altogether, I'll help him out here. Here's how this is going to go. Yeah. Like, it's over. He's going to get traded, and Caleb Williams is going to be the starting quarterback in Chicago next year. And that's been the story for weeks and weeks and weeks. And if he's looking for somebody to blame, if he does want to follow along and go back on social media, uh-oh, just follow the Carolina Panthers, who rolled out a bag of crap last year and enabled the Chicago Bears to pick number one overall. That's why this is happening. And you don't need to go on IG for all that. You could just go on the iHeartRadio app and listen to this show.
That's very nice. That.
That's a good point. And by the way, that is coming from a lifelong Bears fan.
Oh, come on. That is a reckless allegation.
From Monmouth,
yeah,
Illinois.
Monmouth, yeah. Great point, by the way.
Home of Wide Earp.
Western part of the state. You know?
Knox County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not sure if you guys
Knox
know.
Knox County.
Near Galesburg, that are interested.
Where the mini Sears Tower is.
Hey, what are you laughing at, Joel? You know that's a real place. We're not spinning yarns here on this show. Galesburg and Monmouth, that's a real place, Joel. Yeah. Problem is, Joel's from the big city. Like he's a Detroit guy through and through. So he doesn't know what that small time life is.
We was talking about, Michigan life pre-show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, how's that?
He got a national title, but it was out of Ann Arbor. It wasn't out of East Lansing. It wasn't out of Detroit. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Maybe one day though.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, Joel. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's just little comments behind the scenes from.
I would say this for Justin Fields though too. Like, this is an opportunity for him. I think whatever ends up happening, either you have the complete backing of the organization if they don't trade you, and if they do, obviously it's an opportunity for a new start. And I'll say this much: if it ends up being the Atlanta Falcons, I love that fit for him. I love the opportunity he's going to have there with the talent that they have, as well as the defense came around last season. Like, that could be a very competitive team right away with his skill set. It's close to home for him. That could be like a great second act for him personally, if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Atlanta, by the way, is the favorite right now, according to several odds makers, to land Justin Fields. So there's that whole side of the story out there.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
So we are on before Dan Patrick, Monday through Friday. So every single weekday morning, 6 to 9 Eastern time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific time. So it's nice to get to hang out here. The sun is coming up here on the West Coast where we're doing the show live from. So it's a little bit unique for us. But nonetheless, some stories are still stories apparently in the world of sports and in the NFL. And one of those is the dysfunction that was the Philadelphia Eagles from 2023 into 2024 when they had that awful playoff performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And according to Derek Gunn, and there's a couple of different angles to this.
No, Derek Gunn.
So he covers the Eagles. And according to sources, he said that, remember Big Dom? You know, Big Dom got suspended for that run-in he had against the Niners back in that
Big
fun
Dom.
Game. Yeah. Apparently, Big Dom being suspended, he controls Nick Sirianni's emotions on the sidelines. So in his absence, Nick got into numerous arguments with players and coaches during games. So that was an underlying factor as to the demise of the Philadelphia Eagles. Not the fact that they just played awful down the stretch, but because Nick Sirianni's emotions weren't able to be kept in check because Big Dom was ousted. So yeah, there's a layer to that there.
Their defense struggled all year. You know, Big Dom or not, I'm not sure that was going to change much. And offensively, they struggled at times, too. So, I love Big Dom. I feel like everyone needs a Big Dom in their life.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure, like, you want to use that as an excuse for why things didn't work out. And clearly, it seemed like there was a bit of just a decline
from that time that Big Dom, you know, was no longer allowed back on the sidelines. But it does feel like a bit of an excuse and really glossing over what was the issue last year. It was both coordinators, whether it was Sean Desai, even Matt Patricia, when he tried to take over for a period of time, or Brian Johnson on the offense. They schematically took a large step back from where they were the years prior. And you saw Shane Steichen, Jonathan Gannon looked as head coaches. And that's why, again, I don't want to make too much of this about Big Dom, because I think now they identified what their real issues were. And that was finding coordinators who were experienced and could come in and get this team back to playing at the level that they know they can play at. And Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore, I think, will do that. So I just hope we allow Big Dom back in the sidelines, man. We need Big Dom back.
Yeah. Jeez. Added some entertainment.
It does sound like, obviously, an excuse. But could there be a little bit of legitimacy to the story? I don't see why there wouldn't be some legitimacy to that. I mean, if you have someone that is a calming presence and is respected by all
who's
parties
that in
involved.
Your life, LeVar?
Man, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I keep Jesus with me. And
you call
and,
Jesus?
Yeah, and I call his name when I need some assistance and I need.
How do you say it?
I say, Jesus, if you're listening, help!
And who does Jonas call? Is it Lee?
Yeah, heck yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's no, 100%.
You don't call Lee when you're in trouble?
And no, Lee calls Todd. No, so when you're not even Lee's person.
It's really Todd.
There is an order.
You guys wouldn't understand this, but when I'm in trouble, you know who I call? The weight room. That's who I call.
Oh, geez.
And I find the heaviest thing in there.
You make yourself out to be such a meathead.
I find, because it's a new audience, maybe they'll believe it. And I find the heaviest weight in there, and I see what I can do with it. All right, that's what I do. But again, everybody's different. You know, everybody's
here's what our audience doesn't know, is that when you sit on the curb, your leg's still dangling.
And he goes hula hoop through a Cheerio.
Right.
Pretty slim.
I don't knock anymore. I just jump through the keyhole.
It's not your fault you drink out of a thimble, you know?
Oh, no.
Can we ask Lee, though, like, who does Lee rely on?
It's got to be Todd.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
No, no. It's an awful thing.
I feel
thing.
Like
no.
You may end up awful like Nick choices. Sirianni.
Exactly.
Bad decisions are made, yes.
Exactly.
Now, there's a salacious element to some Eagles drama, if you guys want to get mixed in and get dirty with this here. Craig Carton of FS1 said that he knows what the issue was that splintered the Eagles locker room. And as he put it, it was something that would fracture any relationship between men. And he said it'll be interesting to see if a certain big name player on the Eagles is back with the team next year.
That sounds like a woman.
I mean, that's, well, you know.
That sounds like a
man that involving a woman.
Yeah. That's correct. That's correct.
Gotta clarify. Yeah,
or involving.
Gotta clarify that in today's world.
New era.
Okay, how about this? This is new era. How about that? Sounds like a relationship. How about that?
Because
we could even go a little further than that. It sounds like there's a relationship involved, and somebody had a relationship with somebody else's relationship, and it spun out of control.
Now, Adam Schefter went on local radio in Philly and said that he reached out to somebody about it, and they said, oh, it's complete you-know-what. So, he's denying all this.
Could you imagine being Adam Schefter, where even if it is true, like, you know exactly the relationship that affected the relationship who he's talking about, you know?
Well,
like, I wouldn't want to know all that. Like, I do not want to know about people's personal lives. I really don't.
I don't either, unless it impacts what's going on. That's the only way and it's like, okay, he's leaving.
In this case, aren't we saying it impacted what's going on?
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
You do want to know.
I just want to know why it would, like, what happened in terms of why he's leaving or doesn't want to be there.
You act like you probably didn't have something like that when you played in your locker room.
Oh, yeah, come on. Anybody mow anybody else's lawn, LeVar? Come on.
Oh, I got stories.
Oh, yeah?
One jumped out super quick, too.
I will never forget.
Yeah.
I would never forget a dude talking about, I don't even know how to say this. He was being accused of something by a significant other, and so she needed to smell it.
Oh, wow.
That was like that.
What?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. I got one where
I'm not willing to go any further.
Yeah, that's why I was just going.
Stop. There.
I was going to move us to a different story. Same topic, different story. Same bat place, same bat tab. Just different explanation. Yeah. Yeah. So there was a story of a player that was pretty close with his teammate. Families were pretty close, hung out. One day, they're hanging out. There was something needed from the grocery store.
Oh, God, I know this story. No. You told me this story.
Eggplant? What was it? What'd they need?
Oh, dang.
Little minivan?
Little, not a minivan. It was like one of them excursion vans, you know?
Oh,
them old school, you know, had a little...
Has so much room.
Has so much room, right?
All wheel drive.
Four wheel. Great emergency brake system too.
Oh,
you know, you
man.
Put that emergency brake on, the bad boy don't rock as much. You know. and apparently they made a.
He's pulling back the emergency brake.
They pull back that emergency brake. You know, man. I make that noise. Like,
so, climbs in the back.
They parked in the the grocery store parking lot and
paper or plastic,
but they weren't plastic.
You know they're doing it right if they put the car in park, yep. Turned it off,
yep.
And had to pull the e-brake to, yep, stabilize, yep, the car.
Yeah, stabilizing. but the problem was that they were, you know, it was the teammate's spouse and it was teammate's teammate, like. And somehow they got caught. They got caught, and it came out. And
did
that was the thing.
Did that fracture the locker room?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
You don't think that fractured the locker
room? So, I don't know.
They were both significant players. I'm
curious how the rest of the cookout went when they got back.
Right. The cookout was over. It was over. I would just say.
I mean, how would that not draw a red flag? Like, you see. Your significant other and your teammates going off. You're like, wait a second.
To the grocery store?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
did you go get some eggplant? You know, it's like, I don't know.
I would have to assume. I'm just assuming. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I would have to assume that was not me, by the way. Full disclosure, it was not me on any side of it, by the way. But I would have to assume, wouldn't one spouse, like more particularly the teammate, need to be like maybe intoxicated or something, like somewhere where they're like kind of impaired? I would have to assume. Yeah. I would have to assume that would be the way it would have worked out.
Man,
you know?
I just hope we get Big Dom back.
Yeah,
I mean that leads to the point of the whole conversation, right? I mean, because Dom wasn't involved with anything like that. But
can I just say?
You think he could smooth out the between the guys,
man,
that
I
it
feel
did
like Big
happen
Dom,
with?
He'd sit you down. He'd give you some life advice. And he'd be like, you know what?
She wasn't
right,
for
Big
you.
Dom. Yeah,
that person wasn't for you.
He'd be able to get you to figure it out.
The way things fell apart for them, would it surprise you if you found out that what Craig Carton said, that there was some validity to it, that there was something more that went on that could have fractured the locker room? Like the way things played out, because it appears like it was more than just bad football down the stretch.
It wasn't a good season by any means. Defensively, they never adjusted. They had injuries. They couldn't stop anyone in the secondary. That was an issue. Offensively, they could never replicate what they did the year before as far as the explosion, the big plays, any of that. It felt like they couldn't consistently run the football when they really needed to. So none of that has to do with whatever the hell we're trying to do.
But could it? I mean, could it have been?
From week one through the entire, unless this was.
They started off pretty fast. And then they just kind of fell
off. Their record was one thing.
It was fool's gold.
Yeah, because the entire time we kept saying, like, eventually they're going to fall off. Like, eventually it was going to happen. Their record was not built the way it was 2 years ago. When you felt like they were a dominant physical football team, they dominated both lines of scrimmage, and you felt like they could, you know, bully their way all the way through the NFL.
I mean, is it just a possibility that they got too comfortable and too confident? Did they lose that hunger that got them to the Super Bowl the year before? Or do we really think that it was because the personnel-wise was the personnel?
Well, apparently somebody got hungry there.
Oh, geez. Yeah. They was eating.
Yeah. Like
eating good.
I think
eating off of their plate and somebody else's.
Hey, if you're going to leave that there, I'll take it.
Are you going to eat that?
The changing coordinators, to me, had a big deal to do with it. They couldn't make adjustments when they needed
Wait,
to.
Wait, my
they,
chicken
they
bone.
Could never find that out. So,
yeah, it's...
I'm trying to keep us on track.
Hey, look, I'm just these are the reports.
Is that turkey
out there,
or is that ham? Oh, listen,
it is my cheat day. Look, these are the reports. These are the reports that are out there. So okay. All we're doing is commenting.
You want
on
it
the,
so badly to be true, don't you, John?
I wonder. Why would he make that? Why would Craig Carton just make that up out of thin air? And then, you know, Adam Schefter has got a vested interest in this because he doesn't want to have Craig Carton step in his lane and get all the juicy stuff. So he's going to come out and try and downplay it or dismiss it. I just wonder, you know, how much of this there's some fire there with this smoke. That's all. Just curious. And apparently this has happened before in the NFL. So that is a possibility. That being said, Nick Sirianni needing somebody to calm him down on the sideline because his temper is so out of whack. Brady, you know Sirianni. Is that Pizon passion?
Passionate, he's got the Pizon passion, man. Yeah. He's got the Pizon passion. It sometimes takes another Pizon like Big Dom to calm him down, you know? That's just how it works.
I mean, be able to kind of smooth things over with other people. I mean, I find there to be some tremendous value in these words that are being spoken.
Where did Big Dom go to college?
Penn State.
Oh, that's
now you see him all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, what was Big Dom doing when he was in Happy Valley?
Wearing a lot of T-shirts. He wore a lot of T-shirts.
That was a thing. That was a look, though. That was a thing.
Yeah, but he wore more than the average Joe. Like, if two to three different colors or under the same, you know, shirt with the long shirt was a thing. Dom was always like a real, like, strong built dude. Like, we used to always see him and be like, dude, why aren't you on the team? Like, why don't you come out and try out for the team? And we was cool. Like,
what
we was always
say?
Cool. I don't remember. I don't really recall. I don't want to lie on him. I don't remember. I don't recall. But he was like he's a big dude. Like he's not just big. He's tall. So he's a tall big dude. And you know we walked to class. We hung out. We kicked it. Like me and Dom was like we were cool. We were actually. I didn't just know him in passing. Like me and Dom were cool.
All right.
So
he might be one of my top 10 Italians of all time.
He's a pretty cool dude.
I mean Sinatra's one. Obviously.
Jonas is uncomfortable. Like well, you want to ask me about it and then try to get out of it.
No, I mean my wife, my in-laws, probably Fasano.
You know,
Anthony Fasano, I put him up there. But, like, Big Dom's got to be in there for me.
I mean,
Dom's a dope dude.
For the record, because I've been keeping track here, because somebody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. First lie told by LeVar Arrington at about 15 after the second hour of the program.
Why is that?
What was the lie?
Where he said, quote, unquote, I walked to class with Big Dom when you on our show on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe have admitted that you used roller skates to get to class.
Roller blades.
Oh, roller blades.
Get it right. All right.
Yeah, that's a big difference as far as your, the masculinity card. Right.
Well,
I'm just saying the visual looks a little different.
It looks a little different, but I mean, rollerblades were.
Like rollerblades, you know, it looks a little more like,
hockey-ish, right. You know. Like
yeah, but a little more like, you know, tough guy, you know.
Really?
Roller skates, it's like, okay.
I wasn't going for tough guy. I was going for the looks. I was going for the clout.
Still, exactly. You know? It looks a little cooler.
Is it the difference?
I was trying to look cool, though.
So are rollerblades the snowboarding equivalent and roller skates are the skiing equivalent?
That's fair.
Would you say?
Is it?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, okay. Right? No?
I mean, if you want
to. I don't know. I mean, I just felt like rollerblades became a thing because people wanted to feel like they were ice skating, like playing ice hockey. Versus just running on your feet.
That makes sense.
Rollerblading became like a thing in like, you know, different places.
What kind of blades do you have? You have Bowers?
They were Bowers.
Yeah.
Remember K2s?
I had several pair, actually. I had a pair.
I bet you did.
They were. I did.
I bet you did a bag man.
Who got you this? The bag man?
Bag man was getting you all those rollerblades?
Smart's like, hey, you want me to come to State College? I need a pair of Bowers ASAP.
Rollerblades.
Hey, the bag man at Penn
Joe
State.
Joe Pa, you'll never believe this.
First off, I would
we're
never.
We're going to get Arrington for about six pairs of rollerblades.
I would never disclose if that were the case. One
hey,
thing.
LeVar.
Secondly, my father is 100% disabled vet. So I actually, if I was a full-time student in school, I got a nice check every month.
as being a child of a disabled vet.
What would Joe Paterno say to you if he saw you on rollerblades in the hallway?
They saw me. I didn't wear them in the hallways.
What would he say though? Like how would he say it?
He'd have been like, "Hey, what are you doing, Arrington? Get off of those blades and walk. Walk to class.
Is that?"
You're going to fall and hurt yourself. I'm nuts. You're going to hurt yourself. You know, you use the guitar. You're like, somebody get him. What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? That's what he would have said.
I think Brady had some blades with the number 10 and BQ on
the back.
They were
in line?
That's not true. I actually, I will admit this. I have skied one time in my life, and I haven't really ice skated or rollerbladed or any of that, but I was going up on the ski lift, and I didn't pick up my one leg. So I literally, like, I lost one of my skis. It got clipped. It got like stuck as I was going up. So I looked at the dude next to me. I go, "What do I do now?" He goes, "I don't know, man. Just try to like balance.
I don't know.
Balance when you get off the lift, and hopefully someone will bring you the other ski back up."
That's what they're supposed to do. The next person is supposed to grab your ski and bring it up for you.
Yeah, which I think someone did eventually. Yeah. But I was like trying to make my way off the lift. I looked like an absolute moron. Everyone's looking at me. They're like, "What's wrong with you?" It's like, "I don't know. Sorry, man."
Lee, our executive producer, can I ask you a question? If you've snowboarded 100 times, how many of those were sober?
None.
Jeez.
Especially snowboarding. Yeah, none.
Jeez. Lee, when did you start snowboarding? Like 14? Like how old were you?
I'll put the fifth on that one. But yeah, you got to go. You got to go pack
It'll
your
drink one too.
The bigger question is, how many things do you do sober?
Well,
this show.
Yeah, this show. That's about
this,
it.
This
start
show.
Start the day.
I don't know. We've seen him in Vegas.
80% of the time.
We've seen him in Vegas.
Time this show.
In rare form, I think. I don't know. That could have been the norm. No, I mean,
70% of the time he does.
Oh, man.
Maybe 60.
That's so funny, man. All right.
It's hard to get out.
It is the... Yeah, Joel's 50-50. Joel's got a wild horse on his hands.
Hey, Joel, we're not great with bricks, buddy. Let me tell you, we are not good with bricks.
Yeah, it happens.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, we are renting the house here.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you going Rogue or Storm if you had the choice?
Rogue.
Oh.
The hell is that?
Do you remember back in the day?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember back in the day?
Come on, man.
What Rogue looked like? And you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. The one that had the Juggernaut in the movie and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like
Rogue or Storm? What are those like?
X-Men.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not a nerd. I'm not really familiar with like a lot of the names, the terminology.
All right. Storm was the one that, controlled the weather, stuff like that.
Look at stuff. Check
Rogue was kind of strong. All right, let me see what we got here.
Yeah,
it didn't come through yet.
Understand why I'm making the selection.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't know about that, did you?
Jeez. That's old school Rogue, though. There's a new Rogue coming out that's not the same.
That's the problem. He said old school.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He said old school.
I mean, I'm with you.
Thank you.
On that. Heck, yeah.
Yeah.
We agree.
There you go.
I mean, you will get no pushback from me.
Case closed. I will be pushing, though. I will be pushing.
I'll be applauding you.
Yeah.
Cheering you on. Go, Q.
Man.
Go, Q.
Can't believe
Go, Q.
Kentucky lost last night.
Yeah, they did. I can't. Yeah. Can you believe that game of Illinois and Penn State?
Gave
baby?
Up a 15-point lead. Oh, man.
Yeah, but what about Rick Pitino and Louisville? Huh?
How about that?
Or not Louisville. Rick Pitino and St. John's.
I mean,
Notre Dame got a big win last night, man. How about my Fighting Irish?
How about them?
They got a big win last night. Just watching it.
Sure did.
Do you ever think that'll get like weirded out in today's society and culture, the Fighting Irish? Do you think so?
I hope not. I mean, I'm not sure.
People get weird.
I mean, I'm Irish. I'm not offended by it. Oh. I mean, I've heard people say that they feel like the leprechaun is offensive to Irish people, which I'm one of them, and I'm not offended.
You know, that was always a year-to-year argument for the team in Washington.
Yes.
They were, yes. Okay.
What right. team?
I actually had to be a part of a broadcast one time, LeVar, where we had to cover that, and unfortunately, our the play-by-play at the time did not handle it exactly how they wanted it handled, so there was a conversation at halftime.
Dang.
Yeah, that was a little awkward. I just went ahead and kind of stepped back in into the background. I was like, I'm not a part of this.
Yeah. I'm going to just spectate.
I was like Homer Simpson backing up into the bush. I was like, I'm going to back out of here.
Up out of there. Okay. Yeah. Safer that way.
Out of there.
Makes sense.
Out of there. So we were talking about this earlier. You know, it could be out of there. Justin Fields could be out of there in Chicago. And he spoke just about his unfollowing of the Bears on IG, all that gimmicky crap that people like to do these days. But one of the speculations out there, and we talked about how the Atlanta Falcons could make some sense. Justin Fields did talk on the 33rd team with the St. Brown brothers, Amon-Ra and Equanimeous, about the potential of the Atlanta Falcons. And obviously him being close to home, played high school ball about 45 minutes away from Atlanta. And there was the potential of this happening. The odds makers have said the Atlanta Falcons are the favorite to land Justin Fields now, but he spoke about what could be one of the drawbacks to potentially going back home.
Atlanta would be tough. The only con of going back home is just people hitting my phone crazy, wanting tickets to the game. But I mean, I think they got a lot of playmakers on the team. And of course, Bijan, they got my boy Kyle, and then of course, Drake. They probably need one more receiver, but they definitely got some guys over there, and their defense was good this year,
they
too.
They had a good defense last year.
Last year and this year. Jesse went crazy this year.
So is Justin Fields the best option, if possible, for the Atlanta Falcons at quarterback this offseason? Because it feels like he is.
Would you put him ahead of Russell Wilson if he was available? I mean, Kirk Cousins technically will be a free agent. They can't tag him. But I think we're all assuming he's going to sign back in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Because you'd say he'd be the best option if he was available. But that's not probably going to be the case. You know, we're assuming Russell Wilson's going to get released, maybe traded. But it sounds like, at least based on the betting odds, Pittsburgh now looks to be the favorite there. So unless you're, you know, looking around saying, all right, is it Ryan Tannehill?
There you go. That's one. I mean, Justin Fields, I wouldn't go with that.
You'd take Tannehill over Fields?
No, I said I wouldn't go with that.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I would think that it'd be the best option, really, for both parties.
Baker Mayfield may be available too, right?
Right, but again, like, everyone's kind of assuming he'll sign back in Tampa, which is weird, right? Like, when do we get to the point where quarterbacks who are, you know, pressing into free agency, who I think have had great years? I mean, Baker had a career year for him. They won the division, go to the playoffs. Cousins, until he got hurt, was literally at an MVP level. I mean, it's not like maybe. Like, he probably would have won the MVP if he stayed on the track that he was early in the season. Like, he hadn't played for 4 or 5 weeks. I remember talking to you guys about it, how he was like top 5, top 10 still in statistical passing categories. I mean, it was ridiculous the way he was playing before he got hurt.
Some of these guys aren't going to be free agents or available. Some of them might just be trade bait, right? Like, wouldn't you think that maybe there's the possibility of a Kenny Pickett being a trade?
Yeah, that's
possibility,
a good point.
Like stuff like that.
If they do bring someone in, you'd assume, like, all right, are they willing to move on from him? And what do you get back in return?
Yeah, I mean,
And the Steelers did such a good job increasing his trade value by playing him those final games.
Well, you kept him healthy.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, let Mason Rudolph get hurt, you know, so that we had that full value with no injuries, you know, latest injuries at least connected to him. You know, he did get some injury moments, so, you know, protect him from the injuries so you could trade him.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you're building towards the future.
Good question, LeVar. The players know that. You and Brady, y'all experienced it. You know they're holding you out to keep you healthy, right? Or you're not supposed
to know.
I know
when I was getting held out, I knew it was because we had a contractual issue that played out publicly. Oh, yeah. And I was being held out. I mean, at the time, I didn't look at it as they were holding me out to get rid of me. I felt like they were holding me out because they literally didn't want to see me play. Like, they didn't want to play me. Yeah. So I don't think it was for any type of keep me healthy type of deal, because I was already kind of unhealthy anyway at that point. My knee was kind of jacked up. But I didn't think that that's what they were doing when they helped me out. I think they were just holding. They might have been, though, because I still had a pretty decent sized contract. They might have been.
I can tell you 100% before my third year, at that point, Eric Mangini took over as a head coach. And I remember talking to our quarterback coach, and he told me, he's like, hey, he likes Derek Anderson. You know, he doesn't like you. He pretty much had the conversation. And I remember being like, oh, okay, that's an odd situation. My agent called me and said, hey, some teams are calling about trading for you. Well, nothing happened. And we had a quarterback competition through camp. I won the competition. And he benched me as soon as he could. I remember it was like our third game of that season. We're in Baltimore. You know, we started off with Minnesota at home. Brett Favre's first game was a Viking. Adrian Peterson went off against us. I mean, it was going to be a tough – our schedule those first three games were rough. We played a Vikings team that ended up going to playoffs. We played Denver in Denver. That's when Josh McDaniels first got there. They got on that 6-0 hot start. And – their defense was nasty. And then we played in Baltimore. And this is back in 09. So that defense was still rolling. And I remember they benched me at halftime. And I thought to myself, like, man, it's a new system. I was hoping for a little longer of a leash and opportunity. We traded away Braylon Edwards. We got rid of Kellen Winslow. You know, we didn't have Dante Stallworth. We had all these pieces we had, we moved on from. And so we really reshaped the roster. And so over the next couple of weeks, you know, DA wasn't playing great. You know, it was a new system for him too. And again, same issues. And I'm someone asked me, they go, hey, is this about your contract? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, well, you've got a big bonus for playtime. I was like, yeah. And they're like, do you think that's why they're holding you out this long? I'm like, well, I don't know. And then it became an issue because it got to a point where, you know, DA wasn't playing well. And it got to the point where it was like, all right, are they going to go back to you? And so we played Chicago that year. And if I had gone in the first half of that game, I still had an opportunity to earn, if I would have been able to play out the rest of the season, my incentive, which would have been like 10, 11, 12 million, whatever it was. And instead, they didn't put me until the very end in the fourth quarter. The game was already out of hand. It was kind of just garbage time, right? And so I remember thinking back then, like, that was really the only explanation based on that duration of play at that point. You know, they weren't going to pay me, and they ended up trading me in the offseason. And I had a Liz Frank injury and all that. I mean, that goes down a bad road of, I got some not great medical advice. You know, I needed surgery, looking back in retrospect. But at the time, they're like, no, you can cast it. It'll heal. You'll be fine. And that was only because they knew if I got surgery, there was no chance they're going to be able to trade me. So I tried to cast it up, try to take their advice. And sure enough, day before I'm driving back up from Columbus, Ohio to Cleveland, I get a call from a general manager never even met before. And he's telling me, like, yeah, they've, you know, we're trading you to the Denver Broncos. I'm like, okay. So then at that point, I looked back. I'm like, yeah, they basically held me out from being able to earn this playtime incentive because he didn't want to have me be a part of it the entire time.
It's kind of like the Jimmy Garoppolo Niner stuff.
It's more closer to like the Russell Wilson deal, where it was kind of like an arranged marriage when the coach got there and they played through it. And then now you get to a point where it's like, okay, like now they want to move on. Just the difference is obviously Russell's contract is huge compared to me being on that rookie deal.
And you mentioned the Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson. He could be on the way out. The Steelers, obviously, an option that could be a potential for that. But according to Paul Allen of KFan in Minneapolis, apparently Sean Payton is, quote, enamored with J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. And if you are looking for some fun, juicy draft storylines and speculation out there, J.J. McCarthy, the Denver Broncos could be very interested in him. The Minnesota Vikings pick right before that. So if you assume they're going to go with the Kirk Cousins route, then maybe Paul Allen is sitting there with a little bit of intel and information with the team picking right behind Minnesota, but could see J.J. McCarthy there at Mile High with the Denver Broncos if Sean Payton likes it, according to the rumor out there.
I'll tell you what, man. It's a great quarterback class. Like, I really love this group. I think there's a lot of depth at the top end. There's a lot of depth, you know, even throughout. You know, guys that we're not going to be talking about the first round. But I think there's six guys that you could make a case could go in the first round. Caleb Williams, everyone's going to talk about out of the Southern Cal. Drake May out of North Carolina. Jaden Daniels at LSU. Those, to me, are the definitive top three. And then the only reason why I wouldn't put J.J. McCarthy in that group, because, like, every time they asked him to step up, make plays, to lead Michigan, he did. I mean, he showcases everything you're looking for from a quarterback, from decision-making, toughness, you know, accuracy, arm strength, you know, the ability to create, extend plays, all of that. He showcased all of it. It's just the other offenses that everyone else ran provided a greater opportunity for them to showcase that more and their skill set more. I mean, Jaden Daniels won a Heisman this past year in large part because of his transition from Arizona State to LSU in Mike Denbrock's offense that allowed him to do that. So those four guys, I would not be shocked, man, if you don't see all of them go in the top 10. I would not. I think they're all first-round talented players. And Michael Penix's film is ridiculous out of Washington when you watch his downfield accuracy, his playmaking ability, his throwing under duress, under pressure. Bo Nix was incredibly accurate. He's athletic. You know, he's played a lot of football, so he's very mature, very prepared to come in and kind of be the guy for a franchise. I mean, every one of those that I just named – I could see potentially going in the first round.
What about Jameis? What do y'all think?
Who?
Anybody pick him up? Jameis.
Winston?
Jameis Winston? Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see what he does if he doesn't stay in New Orleans.
I think he might.
I mean, are they that sold
on
Carr? You think?
I think he might end up somewhere else. I don't know that they're even sold on Carr, but I don't think it's going to be Jameis Winston. I think he ends up somewhere. And interestingly enough, is he a viable option for a team? Like, Could it end up being a Pittsburgh for Jameis Winston?
Ooh, I like that fit for him.
I mean, let's be clear. He's in the NFC South. Could it be an Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah.
You know? Jameis Winston is one of those names that's flying under the radar, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, you know, some of his off-season training videos, I can imagine why.
The hard thing is like...
Dude can play quarterback, man.
As I say, to LeVar's point, he's capable, man. I mean, he's led the league with over 5,000 yards in a season. I know that came with a lot of interceptions that year. Yeah.
But, get you 30?
Yeah.
Get you 30.
Well, get you 33. All right, give you 30. Right. Yeah, I'll end up on top on that one. But
barely.
I would say this. At this point in time in his career, he's been with two different franchises. If he knows the system, that lends usually his best chance to succeed. I don't know that maybe the team is, you know.
I mean, wouldn't there be a tad bit of familiarity? Wasn't Raheem in Tampa Bay while Jameis was there? So if there was a relationship that was a positive relationship of that sort that went while he was there, I mean.
That was not.
Did Raheem, they miss each other?
Think. Yeah, I think they did. I think Smith was the head coach back then.
But was Raheem on the staff as well?
He was the head coach there, right?
No, right. Well, Raheem.
It was Leslie Frazier was the defensive coordinator.
Okay, but was Raheem the defensive backs coach? I feel like they were on the team at the same time.
So
I
Brady,
feel like they were on the same team.
Are you telling me that Jameis is off suspension for calling the play? I thought they said that just splintered him from all future coaches wanting to deal with him with calling the play.
Who said that?
That's the word that he called the play, and against the coach's wishes.
Right.
Oh, no.
They don't want him.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
I mean, so they do want him.
Who is they? I want to know who they are.
I would think every player would want to play with
Jameis. Out there, boy.
Jameis is one of the coolest dudes ever meet.
He knows how to eat his W's.
And by the way, Raheem Morris was in Tampa. His last year was in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no crossover there.
Yeah, okay. I think Jameis was like, what was he, like 8 years old? 2015. Oh, okay. But he was like 8 years old.
How old he was? Yeah. I mean, he's 29 now, so you can do the math on that.
He's not that old. He's not too old to still be a viable option.
I mean,
just something
to think about.
You're right. You're right.
Now, you mentioned Bo Nix as a potential. The Denver Broncos currently the favorite to land Bo Nix, according to our friends at DraftKings.
So not J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just the odds, the way they're looking at what the draft order is right now. So Sean Payton may be interested.
So who has the best odds to get J.J.?
Ooh, Efferding. Give me one.
The Bears.
Minnesota?
The Bears.
Let's see. Yeah, it is Minnesota.
So the interesting thing about that is you'd have to then think, what are they going to keep Kirk Cousins for a year, let him be a placeholder, let J.J. learn, and then transition to J.J. McCarthy after a year? Because, look, we've seen it work with Green Bay, you know, having their quarterback and waiting weight behind, you know, a guy like that. You feel like he might be able to help you win a Super Bowl. Maybe that'd be the route they go.
So you've got – so I think quarterback goes 1, 2, 3 at the top of the draft, and you're talking about you love this draft class.
I do.
All right. Over under 4.5 quarterbacks go in the top 10.
I'm going to say you're for sure going to get Caleb Drake and Jaden Daniels. I then think you'll get J.J. McCarthy. I don't think – look, there's medical concerns with Michael Penix. I don't know enough about that. Just all anyone talks about. I just know his tape was ridiculous.
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under. I think it's 4.
Yeah, I'll take the over. And you know my gambling. Like I would try.
Yep. So
trust me.
Yeah. So everyone
in.
Should fade yes. Jonas Knox. Lock it in.
Lock
damn.
That in.
4 quarterbacks taken in the top 10.
Damn.
Take that to the bank.
Take it to the bank.
The other thing you have to take into consideration is free agency starts before the draft. So you know there's gonna be clarity on Minnesota's position with Cousins before they have to make that decision, what they do with that pick.
Well, I mean, the overwhelming favorite to go number 4, just to give a little bit of love elsewhere beside the quarterback, is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Cardinals. And here's the only thing I will say that's not going to be popular, all right? It's not a hot take, okay? I was doing some breakdown of Jaden Daniels' tape, all right, for some other work.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you what, bro. Malik Nabers, baller. Like, if people think there's that big of a separation between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers, you are dead wrong.
Oh, you think he goes ahead of Rome Odunze?
I would not be shocked, and I will not be shocked if Malik Nabers, it would not shock me if he didn't have the best career of all of them.
Oh, wow.
He's a special talent. You watch the way he separates. You watch the way he's able to make people miss. His route running ability, all that. I mean, both those kids. Brian Thomas Jr. is a heck of a player, too. Like, the two wide receivers, was a Lacey number two as well for them. Like, they had a trio of guys who were some studs. I mean, Jaden Daniels was phenomenal, but he had some help, too, with that group.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.